the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey Transit is unveiling the next generation of rail cars that will hit the tracks next year. Governor Phil Murphy says more than $950 million was spent to purchase 174 new multi-level rail cars. The majority of that money comes from the federal government.
Seats give you more space, a bike rack, USB plugs, just the whole LED screens in the car.
The rail cars will also have 11% more seating capacity than the current ones. A boil water advisory remains in effect in three New Jersey communities following a highway water main break Wednesday morning. It's a massive water main in the northbound lane of Route 206 South in Somerset County. Most water service has been restored, but folks in Raritan, Bridgewater, and Somerville are being told to boil their water until further notice. A Rutgers University student is busted for recording girls using dorm showers at the New Brunswick campus.
Rutgers police got a call on October 2nd reporting a female student had been recorded while in the bathroom. In the following weeks, police received reports of similar incidents in nearby dorms. Investigators traced the incidents to 18-year-old Michael Williams of Philadelphia, who's accused of using his cell phone to record multiple victims. Williams is charged with three counts of invasion of privacy and one count of tampering with evidence. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Google Trends is out with a new ranking of the most searched Halloween costume ideas. Marvel's Deadpool and Wolverine are popular this year across the country following the massive blockbuster film out over the summer. Minions from the Despicable Me franchise are up there as well. The most common costume search for a real person is Taylor Swift, though Sabrina Carpenter's popularity is also high. Shrunken Head Bob from Beetlejuice is extremely popular, and so is Raygun, the Australian breakdancer who became a viral sensation at the Paris Olympics. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Will November bring the cold? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 InSkin weather. As we approach this Halloween night, that means November starts tomorrow. A cold front will also arrive tomorrow, driving in some rain, some wind, and then cooler air. Here's what to expect. This evening stays quiet and mild, almost summer-like tonight with partly cloudy skies, low temperatures only dipping into the 60s overnight. And tomorrow stays warm, highs in the mid-70s. Expect a brief shower in the morning that won't amount to much, then clearing to sunshine. It'll be a breezy and kind of blustery day tomorrow, too. The cooler air comes into play this weekend. Sunny skies on Saturday, highs scale back to the upper 50s to around 60. Increasing clouds on Sunday, and by the numbers, very similar, upper 50s to around 60. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Right now in Elizabeth, it's 78, Lakewood 81, Sea Isle City 78, fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Pet Center in Old Bridge. Join Bill Spadia at Pet Center in Old Bridge on Saturday, November 2nd at 2 p.m. for their Halloween Cutest Pet Contest. Bring the family and your pet for a chance to win the grand prize, a $300 Pet Center gift card for first place.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.